I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Welcome back, my little chickadees. How are we on this fine Monday morning? We are about to enter the last quarter of 2024. Can we bloody believe it? I think now is that shaky period of time where we're getting a little bit comfortable again. We're feeling like change is kind of needed, and we're on this spring awakening. We've got time to sort of like open ourselves up to refreshing our space, our mind, ourselves. And at the same time, a lot of people just tend to find it a time of like, oh well, we're so close to the end of the year, let me just push on through, let's just get this year over with and I'll start again next year. And I'm here to tell you that that is a big load of BS, sister, because now is sometimes all we have. In the last week, I've restarted reading the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Is that how you say their name? And I read this, I reckon I bought this book 5 years ago when I first started getting into self-development because I was recommended it or I'd heard it's a really good, very powerful book. And it is quite intrinsic and quite articulate in the word of consciousness, and it's very like, it's a lot to comprehend to one's brain who hasn't done a lot of self-work and hasn't heard of a lot of these words and terminology that is used like around manifestation or presence or consciousness or the law of attraction, all those sorts of things. And whilst I haven't dived deeply into the book enough to get to those sort of topics, it's a lot about our present moment and the power of the mind and overcoming thoughts. And I have read it because I've definitely have a memory of parts of the book, and I've underlined so many little quotes and stuff. And it's been a really transformative read for me going over it again now, because I'm feeling like I'm taking more of it in. And you know when you're reading a really good quote in a book so much so that you like have to stop and like go and tell someone or share someone the quote you've read? Like, it's one of those books, and it just has a lot of aha moments. And there's actually significant parts throughout the book that are marked to stop and just process what you've read. And I love that, because a lot of the time we read a book and we just go, oh yeah, that's like so true. But you just keep on reading. Sometimes you just need to sit and like reread it and take it in and be like, wow, that is so true. And I've loved that I've marked so many parts of this book when I've read it previously or half read it or whatever, because when I'm seeing that outlined moment, I'm like, okay, this is obviously past Alyssa thought this was epic, and I wanted to reshare a particular quote with you to just invite you to realize how powerful the now really is, and the power of, or the power that we put on the energy of time. So this little part of the book, it starts off saying, imagine the earth devoid of human time, inhabited only by plants and animals. Would it still have a past and a future? Could we still speak of time in a meaningful way? The question, what time is it, or what's the date today, if anybody to her asked that, would be quite meaningless. The oak tree or the eagle would be bemused by such a question, what time, they would ask. Well, of course it's now. The time is now. What else is there? And I just, like, that's such an aha moment for me, because we do forget that now is what we're living in, and that's the only thing we should focus on, because we're too busy reliving the past or too busy deep diving and fast pacing ourselves into the future, which is completely unpromised and unknown. And we focus so much on one or the other, and we hardly ever focus in the moment, the present that we're in, which is all we've basically got and all that is literal. So I've really picked this book up at a time that I've needed to, because something I'm trying to focus on at the moment is living like in not like every minute of every day present, but like encouraging myself to do something every day that makes me just step away from my work and step into the moment, the day, and almost like pick out a pocket of time each day to do something that makes me feel like I'm on a holiday. And the reason why I specifically emphasize it to feel like a holiday is because I feel like when you do go away on a trip, you will do little things specifically at weird times of the day, or just little things that you probably don't do in your normal local area or local town. And I think it's just a little thing outside my comfort zone to challenge something that is like I'm working on at the moment, is not feeling like I have to abide my work hours during the day. And it's a trigger topic for me, and I'm trying to work through that trigger. And I spoke about this on the podcast a few weeks ago, and just bear with me while I jump ship topics right now. But basically this trigger for me is that I have a lot of guilt around what time and day and hours I work. And it makes me like triggered, because everyone compares their life to each other. And I don't compare my life to anyone. I don't ever think like you do this, I should do that, or you should do what I do. I'm honestly so not worried about what anyone else is doing. It's not funny. Like, I'm so in my own vortex and lane that I'm very, very carefree of what anyone else chooses to do. And it really just is an epiphany for me as to why someone compares themselves to me. So for someone to sort of point out like the hours I choose to work during the day and the days of the week I work, and I guess my schedule or my freedom to do what I like to do or the response time I have, is really like, it was a trigger, because I'm trying to allow myself to have a more balanced, free life as a business owner and working for myself, working by myself. I just try and sort of follow what I need each day and what feels right. And I just don't like when someone compares or makes a point of something who isn't a fly on the wall. They don't know what I do, the ins and outs. And like, I definitely am working through it by making a point to do something out of the norm, and not almost to trigger back that comment, but just to be like, no, I didn't quit working 9 to 5, or, you know, not necessarily quit, but I didn't leave a life that was a 9 to 5 to work 9 to 5. Like, to start a business, it's basically a 24/7 job. And if you're really serious about your business, you sort of understand that until you get a pretty good point that you have the ability to switch off. And also, like, having that freedom to make your own hours and make the days of the week that work for you and for your whatever it is your business needs, whether it's like the way you work with your clients, or the way you pack the day you feel best to pack your orders, or the day you work with your assistants, or you can delegate and outsource things. Like, it's just honestly, you just make it work for however you want it to work. And you have the ability to go and do anything at any time. So I'm working on that by making a point, by doing something each day at a wacky, weird time where I'm like, it feels uncomfortable for me, because I'm like, I feel the guilt. Like, I should be working right now. Like, it's 10 a.m. Why am I going and walking to the beach? But that's the freedom I have. And I allow myself to do things like that because it's what helps balance me when I'm feeling imbalanced or overwhelmed or stressed with work. Or actually, it can be a reward also. Like, you don't need to overwork or burn yourself out. Like, if I've done my task for the morning or the day before, I've had a really good work day, it's like, you know what, I'm going to give myself the freedom to take it slow tomorrow and get into work when I feel like it, because really the emails are taken care of, or I can do them from anywhere, and I, you know where I'm at with my projects. And a lot of the time I might be actually in a position where I'm waiting for clients to get back to me with feedback, whatever. So in that time I have that ability to sort of have a bit of freedom. Like, yeah, I could be working on my business in terms of like updating things on my website, updating contracts, or, you know, reorganizing all my, like, my CRMs or whatever it is. Like, I could be doing other stuff or doing some social media stuff. But at the same time, it's so like important to take time away. And I've talked about this as well. And when you take a step away is sometimes where you actually surrender and allow that flow of the abundance to come in more. Like, you might be making that space for something to drop in instead of like forcing yourself to work, 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 and not allowing the space for something new to come in. So anyway, I digress. Like, that's what I'm working on at the moment. So this focus around being a bit more present in each day. And if I'm feeling stressed, like, just don't sit there and like get into a puddle of tears. It's like, take a step away, go to the beach, go for a drive, go get something for lunch, go for a walk, jump in the pool. Like, seriously, girl, like, it's not that deep, it's not that serious. Like, take a step away and come back and you'll feel so much better. And yeah, like, just, you have this freedom. And if you are someone who also owns your own business and you sense having guilt around your work hours, or even if you don't, like, if you like work part-time and you feel like, okay, on my day off I should be like actually getting housework done or doing XYZ for other people, or should I be working full-time? Like, do I deserve to have a day off? Do, like, should I be working more, like, for the age I'm am? Should I be earning more? Like, I can imagine everyone senses a part of guilt for their workload because someone at some point has made a comment to them about it, or like you feel like you're comparing your journey to somebody else's. And this is just the moment I want you to sit and be like, you are exactly where you are meant to be on your journey. If you're meant to be working full time, you would have that opportunity and like you would have that expectation. And if you are meant to be a stay at home mum right now, like, that's exactly also what your reality would look like and probably does look like. And if you're meant to like be part-time or casual and just like work flexible freedom hours depending on what your job looks like, or you can work from home, like, whatever it is, it's where you're meant to be right now. And I have to remind myself that too. Like, so, like, if you know my story, I still get emotional just at the thought popping into my head that I often have little glimpses of resentment come into me and be like, if this didn't happen to me, what happened to me a couple of years ago in my job, I shouldn't be where I am. Like, and not like look where I am now, like, I'm great, it's all worked out. But in the 2 years to get to where I am has been such a roller coaster, such a financial stress, such a chance, such a risk. And there's been so many pockets and moments where I've just thought, I am like, this shouldn't be where I am. I was on a good roll, I was on a good journey, I got everything taken, and I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, you know, and I should be here, but I'm here. You know what I mean? And it's like, and when I say I should be here, it's like, I think I should have been like promoted at my job and be earning more money, and I could have like bought a house by now. Like, I think about all what that future looked like down that journey, down that path. And I have to say, Alyssa, it's no one's fault what happened. And it happened for a reason. That was a part of the journey. It, like, the trajectory changed. If you're meant to have that life, you would have that life. It would have worked. Something had to clearly change, and it turned you around and pointed you into a different direction, into a different trajectory that you are meant to have. And that's where you are. And you've followed that path, your intuition, and you didn't let any unaligned opportunities fall into the way of it. Like, you've just followed your true heart, your true north, and that's why everything worked out. And you're meant to be in this position of having the flexibility, having the freedom, making your own rules, making the way you want to work feel good for you and for your projects and your clients. And you have such aligned dream clients that work flexibly with you, and that's where you're meant to be, girl. Like, I have to say that to myself as well and not feel guilty for it, because it's like, it actually happened for me. You know what I mean? It didn't happen because I forced it to. So if anyone needs to hear that reminder, is like, you are here and here is perfect. Okay. If you're meant to be there, you would be there by now, and you're going to get there. You're going to get to that next chapter where you think is the be all and end all. But trust me, once you get there, it's just going to fall into this new reality and this new mundaneness of like, okay, well then what's next? Like, we're just generated like that to believe that and to think and to formation into that. So like, just enjoy the now, enjoy the becoming of where you are, and how can we make now feel as good as it can feel for us whilst we're working towards the next thing. That this is the power of now. So let's work on that, and let's talk about that now in terms of how we can make this next 3 months, which is a transformative period into a new chapter, into a new season, how we can make that look as good as we possibly can and feel as good as it can for us to enjoy where we are, but how it can actually help us probably move into that further step of our life and set ourselves up better to get ready and welcome that new chapter and that next level self, which is what we all love. So let's talk about it. How am I going to do it, and how you can feel inspired to do it as well? As soon as I thought about recording this topic, it flashed me back to an episode really, really early on in Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. And it's called Who Are You Showing Up As in 2023? And I reckon I recorded this maybe in the first quarter of the year, perhaps halfway through the year. And I remember saying this phrase like, I know I'm so close to that next level self. I can reach out and I can touch her. Like, I'm almost there, but I'm just not quite. And oh my God, this big scary plane has been flying over like probably 8 times now today. And I'm a bit sick of it. It's wigging me out. Anyway, I said this quote, I was like, I'm so close, I can almost like touch her, and I want her life. I love the life I have, but I want her life, and I know that I'm going to get there. Like, I know that's my next level self. And to think back to that and to think where I am now, it's like, wow, like I knew that. I knew how close I was to stepping into that next version of myself and what I needed to do to get to her. And of course, I see exactly where I am now, but I can see the shell and the mold forming for the next Alyssa. And I think this year has been a really good year for me to really enjoy the present unfolding of everything that I've gone through, whereas last year was kind of like ticking milestones and big change happening and came through for me, which needed to happen, but I kind of rushed on to the next thing and the next thing. And this year's been nice in a way that a lot of things have happened without me having to really force them. Like, a lot of opportunities have sort of fallen into my lap, a lot of collaborative opportunities, and a lot of things that I didn't think I probably was ready to do kind of just like confronted me, and in a way of like, you have this opportunity because you're ready for it, so just take it. And I think I was allowing myself more time for each thing to sort of really put energy into doing it and showing up 100%. And at one point throughout this year, I had to make a big sacrifice and leave something and leave this space to make room for more. And that was a really hard decision, because I was like, am I letting people down? Like, am I being dramatic? Am I that overwhelmed? Am I that stressed? Like, is this right? You know, am I going to take a financial cut? All these sorts of things I had to process, and I had to sit there and I had to say what's actually most important right now. And it's, to me, it was my happiness. And I said, I need to feel happy, and I don't feel happy. I don't feel mentally well. I don't feel like the money is even going to matter at the end of the day over my the way I feel and the way I feel like I'm helping others and showing up for others. And some like what isn't fair is what I'm not putting in for the people that mean the most. And that's what made me take this leap into the unknown of like, okay, there's opportunities flying at me and I want to show up 100% my best self. So something has to be removed for me to feel better. And that's what I had to do. And again, if you're in that sort of feeling right now where it's like this change is brewing, something might be on the horizon for you and you know that you're feeling like you're made for more. But in order for that to happen, you have to take a sacrifice. You have to take a leap. You have to do the scary thing. I guess this is your sign to just do it now and not wait. Like, don't think, okay, I'm just going to push through and get to the end of the year and start next year and I'll make the decision then, because when is the ever going to be the right time to do it? Like, it's if not now, then when? You know what I mean? So if you're feeling the way you feel about something, it's for a reason, and it's the universe is like trying to push you to the door. Like, that's how I felt personally. And I know one of my friends who's felt similar and gone, made a really similar decision, like pretty much the same decision as I did. In the last week, I had to say, like, you have to remember the way at the end of the day you want to feel, and you want to feel good, you know? And if something isn't making you feel good, then why the fuck should you waste any energy on it? So if anyone needs a bit of a energetic cord cutting, DM me and let me talk some sense into you, because nothing should ever hold you back from what is actually truly meant for you. And you shouldn't feel the guilt that you're letting someone else down, because right now you're letting yourself down, and that's the worst person to let down at the end of the day. So for me, the first thing that sort of comes into play when I start to think about my next level self and who they look like is a really important one, and it is, who do they surround themselves with? This is coming off the back of last week's episode, if you tuned in, or probably a similar topic to what I feel like I could be repeating myself. But honestly, it's like what they say, the five people you surround yourself with make you the sixth, and you are a mirror of the five closest people to you, you know what I mean? And whether that's like disregarding your family or including them, or the colleagues that you surround yourself with, the friendship group, whatever it is, like all those things play such a huge part in it. And it's what really can push you in one direction or the other. And I know it's really hard and really uncomfortable to step away from anything that you or anyone that you really love, because they just aren't 100% the right fit for you and where you are in your life. I've been there multiple times, and whether that's just stepping away from someone for a season or for good, it's a huge part of your growth journey. And trust me, you can't find the person to replace them until you've made the space for that person to come in. You have to truly, you know, they have to be gone. They have to be let go of. And whether that's something that you need to just do gracefully and slowly pull back and like just exit peacefully, no harm done, just slowly like preserve your energy and spend less time with them, or whether that needs to be a cutthroat conversation, I'm so sorry, this isn't working, we need to go our separate ways, whether that's a relationship, a friendship, a job, with your, like a conversation with your boss, honestly, I know a lot of people feel this in their family as well, like if you need to step away from a family member or explain to them why you need to sort of like take some space, it can be really hard. But you have to be so honest and just say like, look, right now I just need to focus on myself and I can't give to you, and try and not ever burn a bridge at the end of the day, but just be super honest in you need to choose yourself first. And if they can't understand that, they've obviously A, had too much access to you for a long time and they're not used to you having a boundary, but also like if they're not supportive of that, then they clearly don't deserve to have you in their life because you only want people that support you. So that's another big thing, is preserving your energy and not feeling like you have to pour into other people when you don't have the energy to pour. Most people should understand that. And like I said, if they don't, then like why, like they're not a loss, I guess, at the end of the day. And I'm sure if you're close enough with that person, you feel comfortable enough with that person, you can say, hey, look, absolutely love you to bits. I adore you. I enjoy our friendship and the times we get to hang out or whoever this person is. But right now, I can't be there 100% for you. And I don't expect you to be there for me. I just need to get through what I'm getting through. And hey, like, I'm sure we'll run into each other and catch up, you know, soon enough. And yeah, whether that 6 months goes by or 6 years, like, who knows? Like, it's the thing you have to do. Like, I've been in an experience where I had a friendship with someone who was just holding me back from so much. And I felt like I was just falling into such bad patterns of behavior. And I felt like I was just on their journey. It was like, it was their world and I was just living in it when I was trying to build my world. And it just got to a point where I was actually feeling physically anxious and like I've had like physical pain in my chest because of it. And it was like, this is like, you shouldn't have physical reactions to things. And if you actually start to have like physiological reactions to stressors or people or situations, that's a sign. That is such a huge sign. Like, it's like what they say, if you're around, you know, people that you like or whatever, like romantically, and you feel butterflies, like if you feel that like giddy feeling in your like tummy, in your gut, that's a fucking red flag, dolls. Like, you shouldn't feel giddy and sick when you're like, which is what butterflies is that anxious feeling, like maybe like on the way to the date or whatever, but when you're actually sitting there having a conversation with that person, or like, I know, for example, like when you're cuddling that person or in bed with that person, like if you're feeling sick and uncomfortable and you can't sleep at night, like it's off. It's fucking off. Like, you need to be sitting in that situation or being around that person and feeling completely calm and comfortable and carefree. Like, that's how you should feel, because that's when it's right. You know what I mean? Like, think, how do you feel about when you're around with your family or your closest friends? You feel like you can just not even, you're not going to feel sick and anxious unless they're not the right people to be around. So full circle back to this is like, if you're not feeling aligned around those closest five people that you spend the most time with, and you feel like they're holding you back or they're judging you or you can't be your true self around them, this is your sign again to somehow remove yourself slowly or immediately, however it feels needed for you, gracefully or cutthroat, whatever needs to happen, and just find solitude in being on your own for a little while. It's okay to not have your best friend. Like, my best friend lives 4 hours away from me, and we catch up probably once a month if we're lucky. But, you know, thank God for the internet, we talk every day. But allowing yourself to just have time where you have to do things on your own and you have to have that solitude and experience life. Actually go out and live it, not just sit at home being like, oh, I've got no friends, I can't go do anything. Of course, there's so many things you can go and do, so many more aligned things than like thinking, oh, we should just go out drinking this weekend. Like, there's like, babes, there's so much more around. And I think for me, moving to a whole new town 4 years ago as well, during COVID, like, I felt that limitation because I'm like, I don't have people my age I could go out for a drink with. I couldn't even do that anyway. But it isn't till now that I'm like building and formation, like having friendships form from doing things that do not involve drinking. It's like, you can actually just go out for a coffee, you can go for a walk, you can go for a cold dip, you can go to the sauna, you can go for a surf. Like, you can do so many different things and meet people by just doing stuff during the day on your own. Go to get a coffee, go to a cafe, whatever. You know, like, you don't have to wait till fucking 9 o'clock at night and hit the town. That's when I'm going home. So that's my biggest tip, is really figure out who the fuck you're around and how they may be fucking with your energy. Because if it's your boss, if it's a colleague, if it's a friend, if it's a family member, if it's your partner, if they're fucking with your energy and they're not making you feel good, then get the fuck away from them. Pronto. Well, I've really gone over the time I was anticipating this, but let's properly now talk about some other things that we can implement into this next level. So you've like eliminated to the thing that might be holding you back, whether that's the job, the partner, the friend, the family member. You've really disconnected, pulled that string, cut that energetic cord. It's time to just be in your own lane, get in the zone, get in the vortex. This is where the inner work needs to happen, and this is where you can really recharge those batteries of yours and feel fueled to do the thing without the fear and without the worry that you're going to be judged by the wrong people in your life. And I know that this can be a really hard thing for people who might be like living in their hometown or a small town, because I've been there and I don't think I could be my true self if I still lived in my hometown. Hence why I don't. Because I don't feel respected as my true self there. I feel judged. And so I definitely hold space for you if you are in that. But maybe that is because you're not meant to be there. I don't know. I couldn't live life not being my full self. So if you feel the same, then this is also like a moment for you to reflect and be like, do I need to experience living in a different location to feel, to see if that can feel different and feel like I can be more comfortable in myself? Or how can I work on being more comfortable by being myself? And I think it just starts by just starting to show up and just taking the armor off, taking away the facade and just stepping into who you really want to be. Start doing the little changes in your life that feel right for you. And I think adding on to the previous sort of topic, like once you start to make those little changes, then the right or wrong people will either fall in or out of your life. So sometimes it does just start with you and being the change that you want, because then you might inspire the people around you, or the people that you probably don't need in your life are going to be like, what the fuck, and talk about you and judge you, and they're not the people you want. So either way, it makes it work out. So starting by doing the little changes in your routine and in your day-to-day, week-to-week life, whether that's like maybe you don't want to be drinking all the time. So you might be like, I'm going to start cutting out drinks. And, you know, if you're going out and people are like, why aren't you drinking? You can be like, look, I just don't really feel like drinking tonight. And if they, again, you'll find out quickly how they feel about that. And it's a matter of just being like, do you give in to that, or do you stay true to yourself and be like, no, that doesn't feel right for me? And eventually you might be like, oh, I don't really feel like going out tonight, but hey, like, let's go for a walk or a surf or a sauna, or like get a coffee in the morning instead. And then they're like, oh no, I'm going to be too hungover. Then it's like, sorry, but they're clearly going to fall off your tree because they're going to keep doing their lifestyle the way they feel comfortable doing it. And you need to start creating your lifestyle the way it feels good for you. And I don't know if it comes with like an age or whatever as well. Like, I'm sure that can play into it. But I know that my friends and I are definitely getting into that age, that midlife crisis age perhaps, turning 25 and feeling like you just can't handle the big nights. And it's like, I'd much prefer to have a wholesome dinner and go home, get into bed, wake up early, go for a walk, you know, go out for brunch, do more with your day and sleep more at night. Like, I don't know, must be an age thing, surely. My morning routine is what really helps me make big change in my life. And I think it's scientifically proven to do the same for anyone. So I'm really going to step into that now and emphasize, and this is me going to hold myself accountable for this as well, because I really struggle to make my morning routine habitual. But I know that once I do it, it is a game changer. It really changes the periphery of my whole life. And I notice the difference in my day when I step into it and when I don't. So for example, it's no news to you guys. I've been really back into my cold plunging, cold dip era and fucking loving it. It does have such a great impact on your mental health. And I want to see just like emphasize on that is la 2 weeks ago now, we had our cold dip with the Cold Nips crew on the Monday, and that's when I then found out about this other dipping group, so I went on the Wednesday as well. And that morning was so beautiful. Like, I invited someone else to come along, and we went out for a coffee afterwards, and it was just so nice getting to know someone going to this cold dip, obviously meeting all the other people there. Like, firstly, beautiful sunrise, getting in cold water, meeting new people, going out for a coffee. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to go out and do a surf check, because I just knew it was going to be such a pumper morning. And my friend was out there and I spoke to him for a while, and like, just my cup was overflowing. I just felt like it was such a good start to the day. And I was like, this is going to be a bloody ripper of a day. Had a big work day. I had to drive an hour to meet with a client. And like, to be quite frank, the meeting went pretty fucking shit. Like, it just wasn't what we expected. And it was like no one's fault, but it just wasn't working. And we're like so at the pointy end of this project. Like, tomorrow is literally launch day. But this was a couple of weeks ago. So thank God we had this meeting, and it was a big one, and it was a big pill for me to swallow and big learning opportunity. And I was at one point, I was like, oh my God, am I going to cry right now? But I was like, nah, like, it's going to be fine. Like, don't cry in front of your client. Jesus, just hold it together. And then I drove the hour home, or hour and a half home, and I was just like, don't cry. Do not cry about this. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's going to work out. You can figure this out. You are so capable. Like, come on, girl. It ain't worth your tears. So I didn't cry, and I know it's healthy to cry, and I've gotten a lot better at it, but I just knew it wasn't worth the tears. I knew I could do it and prove myself that. I got home and I started to work on it, and I was like, fuck yeah, I can see the light. And, you know, fast forward a week later, caught up with the client again. We had a huge like 5 hour meeting to like go over this, and we've nailed it. Like, the project is launching, like I said, tomorrow. And if you've been following along on my business socials, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So stay tuned. But just to say, like, you know, every day I actually do go to work and actually have big meetings and drive a lot of fucking kilometers to meet with my beautiful clients. And some days it doesn't all go to plan. But this day I felt like could have gone so differently if I had slept in that morning, rolled out of bed, gotten dressed and driven to the meeting. But instead I got up so early and did so many good things for my day, for my mental health, that was like pre-coping for what was ahead, so that when this actually happened, I was able to process and move through something that could have like really just flipped me up the wrong way. And it's because I like had implemented the strategy beforehand to be like, no, today's going to be a great day. I feel good. Like, nothing can really fuck with my energy because it started off so high. And yeah, I think that's just the power of doing such good stuff for yourself in the morning. Like, even if something pops up in your day that's going to be hard, it's going to be easier to process because of the state of your mind in that moment. So that's just an example of how good, you know, doing these things are. And it's, you know, something I want to try and focus on as we move into this next season is really amping up the morning routine to feel bloody good. And the sun is rising so early now, so it's actually making it easier to set your alarm for, like, you know, 5:30, 5, 6, whatever works for you. Get up, see the sunrise. It's like such a flex to see the sunrise, I think, because you actually are in that sort of like really beautiful time of the morning that not everyone's experiencing. So you feel more connected to that, and you don't have to, like, I know I'm very lucky and I can walk to the beach and watch the sun, but you don't have to be at the beach. Like, just being up at that time of the morning feels so meditative. And then whether that's getting up and doing a workout, going for a walk, doing some meditations and yoga, stretching, do some journaling, just read a bit of your book and hop back into bed with your coffee or your cup of tea, taking it slow. Like, I'm much prefer to get up early and take my morning slow than roll up and get out the door 5 minutes later and not start the day well, you know, in a rush. Like, no thank you. I'm going to be late no matter what, even if I get up 5 hours before. So just may as well make the most of it, you know. But that's big for me, is being up with the sun, rising with the sun. It starts your day off right. And then, of course, implementing something that makes you feel good, and not something that you feel like you're forcing yourself to do, something that genuinely makes you feel good. So it makes waking up early easier. Is it the fact that you actually are going to go and do something or see somebody? Because I know that for some people, they want their mornings to themselves, and they want that solitude, and they want that time to just like have their me time before they have to deal with their partner or their kids or their job, which might be quite a lot, and dealing with a lot of people, a lot of personalities. But for someone like in my position, personally, I live by myself and I work by myself. So having the motivation to get up to go and just do something again by myself can be really hard, and I'm sure people can feel that way too. Whereas if I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going to meet someone for a cold dip or a coffee or to see them at the beach or go for a walk, even just to like know that I'm going to go see my barista or I've got a meeting that early, and I don't know, whatever it is, like if I know I'm going to just like at least say good morning to a stranger and it's going to make me feel better because I've connected and I've poured into somebody else, then I'm going to feel fucking good for it. And I'm going to look forward to that, and that's going to help me get up and go and do it. So finding, I guess, your why. Why do you need to get up and start the day better? Because of, I'm going to do this for myself because I need to fill up my cup before I pour into anyone else's? Or is it because I need that moment of the day? That's the only time I'm going to get to connect and be around other people that fill my cup up as well, whatever it might be. Like, it's finding your why and the why you want to do it and why it's going to make it easier for you to get up and actually do it. And then finding those things that make you feel good when you do them, not that drain your energy, you know what I mean? Like, if going for a walk with that person actually doesn't make you feel good in the morning because you're then starting your day off on the wrong foot because you might be just talking shit on this walk, then maybe stop fucking going for a walk with that person, you know? Or is it that you go to a really intense HIIT workout at 4 a.m. and that actually probably makes your body more stressed than if you were to get up and just go for a nice walk or go to Pilates or just do a bit of stretching and yoga and save your HIIT workout for after work? Like, just trying to choose what actually feels good for your mind, body, soul. You know what I mean? You've got to nurture the nervous system as well. It's such an important thing. It's like, I think a lot of people think they need to get up and absolutely just pound the pavement because that's what's going to make them feel good, when actually it could be putting more stress on the body. And that's not what you want. So finding the things that are going to bring the rest of your day peace and joy and happiness and abundance and love, and curating that into a little routine that feels right for you. And it only needs to feel right for you. And then whatever you, again, need to implement at the end of the day to wash off that day as well. And for me, having a little Bible of affirmations that have just been embedded into my brain is also what helps me get through any situation in the day, from morning to midday to night. And I think if you can just start to maybe read a few quotes, get a little mantra book or deck of cards or something that you can pull from each day, or just when you need it, even if it's just your Pinterest or whatever, to just like have a little quote of the day or quote of the week. I have this in the journal, a little section to do, write your mantra for the week. And sometimes it might just be a little download that comes through to you, and that's just what you need for that moment. And just coming back to that one quote repetitively, and that will then, you know, form into more. And trying to find, maybe if you want to get into meditation as well, ones that have affirmations that you have to repeat as well, just to like help them get into your brain too. And that'll help when you just might have a little struggle in the morning waking up. It's just like, okay, well, how can I just quickly just overcome? Okay, 1, 2, 3, get up. Or if I don't do it now, like, I'm going to have a shit day. Whereas if I get up and do this, I'm going to feel so good for it. Or when a struggle comes up or a little hiccup comes up at work, it's like, no, everything is figure outable. I am capable. I am intelligent enough to overcome this. I can deal with hard things. I can do hard things. I've got this, kind of thing. Like, just honestly, speaking those positive thoughts to yourself is what's going to help you get through any little challenge throughout your day, or even in the good moments. It's like, wow, take it in when you're having a good moment full of joy, or a moment that you're feeling really proud of yourself. Speak the positivity into your life, into your lungs, darling. Like, you really need to embrace those moments just as much as the hard ones. And then they start to become the ones that override. Especially for me, I feel like gratitude is the absolute game changer when it comes to manifesting and creating the life you really want. And when you can actually start to look around and be like, wow, I am so grateful for my legs that got me here on this walk today, or that I have the ability to get into cold water and I can breathe through it and my body can protect me through it, or that I have the ability to read this book, or the amazing gift of being able to hear and see and smell and taste. It's just something that we need to really focus on, is gratitude. And as soon as you start to focus on that, then the world of opportunity will fall into you, because the universe knows that you feel lucky and grateful to have it. And watch it just drop in and land in your lap. So take this next step forward, focusing on a really deep place of centering yourself into your heart space, and really tapping into the way your body and your mind feel in different situations, and how that can help your next level self come into a space where you feel safe and you're going to create goals and habits and intentions with that in mind. And it will feel more flowy, it will feel more easily to really develop those. I want you to start to think about your life in the next 3 months and how it's going to change, how it's going to grow, evolve, get better. And you're going to look back and you're going to say to yourself on December 31st, like, I'm so glad I didn't wait. I knew that I was ready. I knew that I was made for more. And I knew that I could make it happen. And I damn well sure did.